Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:50 British Summer Time. Again, another day that it really doesn't look like summer in London. It's been pouring rain. Well, big news today is the oil price, and right now it is very much testing the highs. It's at 66.90. That's up 1.19. So that's pretty bullish action, but natural gas has been absolutely storming. It's up 30 points right now. It's at 9.98, and it has been as high as 10.12. So it is starting to push through that $10 level. This has been on the back of news that there's a storm brewing out in the Atlantic that might very well turn into Hurricane Katarina, and they anticipate that it might take out some of the production facilities in the Gulf of Mexico. And of course, if that happens, we might get a small spike in the oil price. So it doesn't look like it's over quite yet. But the part we are seeing right now is a test of the price of the highs in oil. We have had a bit of a consolidation, so it did bounce from where the previous high had been about 4 or 5 weeks ago. So it is looking quite good here for oil bulls. On the other hand, stock markets are doing reasonably well in here today. They're well off the highs in the US, but Nasdaq is currently up nearly 13 points. That's really good action. If you look at that chart I posted in the comment of the day, you'll see that that it is quite different to any of the days we've seen in the last couple of weeks. It's been the first good upward day we've seen. Of course, it still has to hold it. It's only 2 o'clock in the US right now. So that's pretty good action in the Nasdaq market. And if we see strength in the Nasdaq, well then that's relatively bullish for many other markets. Europe today was down quite a bit when I got in a bit late today because I was at the hospital for with my fiance getting a scan for our baby, which all looks very 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 good at the moment. But stock markets in Europe are well down, were well down at that point when I got in. But given that the US opened up relatively strong and started moving up, they made up a lot of their losses towards the end of the session, with the DAX closing down only 1 point, and the CAC was down only a quarter of a point. But so you'll see on the charts that there's quite a lot of tail on a lot of the candles here today. One of the main indices that did not have that was the OMX. That was down over 1%, and that's quite a downward dynamic. So that would have to make that up really quite significantly in here tomorrow if it's going to remain in any way bullish at all. The SMI was also of note because that did break down from what has been quite a tight range. So we are seeing weakness creeping in here in some of these European markets. If we see a little bit of resurgence in the US, well then that's going to give a helping hand to Europe, but it's by no means clear that we are going to see that in the US one day. One relatively strong day in the Nasdaq is simply not enough. In Asia, we saw some follow through on the downside from the Hang Seng, down 100 points today, so that's 2/3 of a point. Definitely broken through that support at 15,000, and there isn't an awful lot of support on the way up from that move from about 14,200. So we could very well be looking at 14,500 next, and that would be a fairly sensible area since that was just over the top of the range, the fairly extensive sideways range we saw for most of this year. So might be interesting area to pick that back up. We'll see what the global markets look like at that point, particularly if oil continues to push up to new highs. So that's pretty much it for stock markets, I suppose. You will also see that Indonesia chart that I posted in comment of the day today. Big tail there. Came down, obviously support coming in there just above 1,000, and it rallied well off the lows. So that is definitely a little bit of support coming in Indonesia. If we get a little bit of follow through on that tomorrow, that's potentially quite good. But other than that, I didn't post any other Asian stock markets because they were all really relatively dull today, apart from the Sensex, which is definitely in a bit of a consolidation type mode. It came down, made an just all just barely made a new low, but rallied right up and pretty much close to where it opened. It was down 4 points. If it went up, if it went up again tomorrow, then that would be more of a signal that we are in a consolidation as opposed to a reversal. So, pretty much all to play for here in the stock markets. Very much a range trading sort of consolidation type environment. Well, really consolidation with a downward bias, really, at the moment. The next sort of big thing happening today was the gold price. Gold is currently down $2.10. It's at four, sorry, 165. I'm looking at the futures price, excuse me. Spot is down 165. It's at 437.55. So there was definitely resistance around 440. And that's pretty much holding right now. So we'll have to see where gold stops going down. It's not looking at all tempting in here right now. Silver as well is looking a little bit dangerous. It's at 6.93 right now in the September contract. That's down nearly 4 cents. So that is sort of breaking down to really the very bottom side of that range, and it's definitely broken that support there under the $7 mark. Silver is. I'd be a bit afraid of silver, and I'm certainly not tempted to go and buy it right now, because it's I'd be looking for some sort of upward dynamic. There's plenty of upside potential, and I'm not afraid of missing the boat on silver at all. Copper is down 250 at the moment in the US. It's at 166.70, so a little bit of consolidation going on there as well. The euro is up today, so you have a little bit of dollar weakness and you have gold strength, so the pair isn't the correlation there between gold and the dollar isn't playing very well today. Euro is up 34 points at 122.77. Yen is at 110.12, and cable is almost dead on 180. So very range bound there, very very tight ranges at the moment. Not an awful lot happening. In the dollar, it's I think a lot the dynamic between supply and demand is pretty much in balance in the dollar right now. If we were to see that dollar index, and I think it was below 88 earlier on, and it's at 87.91, so almost dead on that level at the moment. If we see that breaking down a bit further, that would be a much better signal to us that this period over since really mid-March, that this period of dollar strength is over for the moment, but we haven't seen that quite yet. It's a bit too early to call it conclusively. So the last thing then would be the bond market, and bonds have had a bit of an up and down day. Treasuries were almost up to 117, but they're back around 116.19 right now. That's up 2 on the day, and you know, they still have an upward bias, but they are coming into toward the top of the range, and I think probably a good sell around 118, between 118 and 120 if you can get it. Bunds are up 300, so almost dead flat on the day at 123.27, and the JGBs, just going to pull that chart up. They had a pretty good day in here today, but they're still pretty range bound. They're at 138. 86, so a bit of resistance on the upside at 139, a bit of support at 138. Very tight range, just one big number. So that's pretty much it for me. If you have any questions at all, or if there's anything at all I can help you out with, please don't hesitate to contact me, and I'll do my best for you. And thank you for your time.